It is important to set up one's motivation by thinking that I must achieve the unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment of Buddhahood in order to benefit all mother sentient beings whose number is infinite like the space. For that purpose, one should listen carefully to this sublime teaching and put it into practice. The topic for the day is about the precious human rebirth, which is endowed, has these eight freedoms and ten endowments. As great Bodhisattva Shantideva says, this precious human rebirth is extremely difficult. So precious referring to human rebirth, which has eight freedoms and ten endowments. It says through this one can accomplish a great meaning. And if you do not pursue to obtain the goal or accomplish a great meaning through this body, it will be difficult to obtain such a body in the future. Through this precious human rebirth, one can accomplish any goal that you have, you can accomplish through this precious human rebirth.
So
at this time, you have obtained such a precious, a special rebirth. So if you do not use, you know, this precious rebirth to accomplish great meaning out of it, by assuming that you will attain precious human rebirth like this in the future, and then you waste this precious human rebirth, that would be a big mistake. Says that it will be difficult to obtain such a precious human rebirth. So this time, one should not waste this precious rebirth and precious time. One must use this for a meaningful purpose.
Makomba ham mentu chok yedang tarwa chis.
So the term used for this is Tanjo, which means Tal means eight freedoms, Jo means ten endowments. So the rebirth we have at this time is free from eight obstacles and endowed with ten conducive conditions to practice Dharma. So the leisure, it's also the term used for that leisure and opportunity. So the opportunity is referring to the conducive conditions. So the opposite of leisure is busyness. There are eight busyness. So there are four busyness in relation to non-humans and four busyness in relation to humans. So if one be born in one of these eight under one of these situations or circumstances, then one will not be able to practice the Dharma. For example, if one is born in a hell realm, then there were is tremendous suffering, such as cold, extremely cold, and heat. So if one has to experience such sufferings, cold, heat and cold, like a hell beings, then one is has no, it's difficult to generate a thought of practicing Dharma. Even if one can generate such a thought, yet one has no capability to practice Dharma. For example, this example is come from a Tibetan medical field tradition. They will treat you with this, you know, heat, hot kind of, how do you say that? They put, no, the needles, it's not acupuncture, it's a, I think that's it. So So you put, you know, this this kind of fire on the body, you know, a little fire on the body. So if one had, you know, while one's experiencing that, you know, it's tremendous, it's excruciating, shooting pain. So while one is experiencing that pain, it will be difficult to generate a thought of practicing Dharma at that time. But if you compare that to the suffering of hell realm, that's very minor suffering.
So
the The heat, the suffering of heat of hell realm is immeasurable.
다가 나이겠어 아니 나노소비 비 사자 통사 아니 군가 다비지가 비 아니 도로비니게 아니 칠로비 차랑 땅 향나세 다 당니게 아니 아 주 냠설레 시아드다 갈리카고 차그레 바스
likewise if one has to be in an extremely cold place without wearing anything, then one cannot generate a single thought of practicing Dharma. For example, in the winter time. But the cold of the suffering cold in hell realm is nothing compared to that. It's incomparable to that. But at this time, we are not born in a hell realm, and we don't have to experience the suffering of hell realm. Such as the cold, heat and cold.
어떻게 되다 배마스비게더니 아 답이하고 총격 사람에게 답이 가설지우 같은 말이 쓰이니 좋죠.
So if you think about that deeply, then it is something that we can generate tremendous joy.
다 다나 이스 아니 예다라 기바 예나스. 근데 아 제바다다 곰비 동아르더니 막듬에 봐요 임바르스.
Likewise, if one was born in a hunger ghost realm, and then there are tremendous sufferings such as hunger and thirst.
제도다. 어 누가 듣고는 샘랑 코르니 그래와 아니 다 주 제약 삼로당 코리아 제약 아니 제약하다 아 제토비아가 뉴아드든 가고 임발스.
So. These beings, hunger ghosts, cannot generate because the thought of practicing Dharma for a single instant because their mind is completely occupied by these excruciating sufferings. That is because when we are hungry or thirst, then someone asks you to practice first, and you say, no, I can't because I'm so hungry or so thirsty. So you try to find something to eat or drink, and then you may engage in Dharma practice.
Oh, tene idu ta. 이다케 에너지 대공고 동아시아데 베 다타당냠 드르탑메 바이긴 바리스
So the suffering the hunger and thirst of the hungry ghost is incomparable to that
어테니 이두다 가스게 이다크 제바 예나세 테니 추스 냠스 아네 토야 메 바리스 르바
So if one were born in a as a hunger ghost, then it's impossible to engage in Dharma practice. Likewise, you know, if one is born or were born, how do you say that? Born as an animal, then. Animals has tremendous suffering of being suffering of stupidity. It's inconceivable suffering of stupidity. Animals do not have any capacity to recite even a single mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum.
Oh, tenis again, you da. Re. 어떻게 이 말이 인사시? 다 아니 대답이 그다 돈을 유대냐? 다당가서 지요 말세. 이다글 유대냐? 지요 말세로 와서.
So fortunately, at this time we are not neither hungry ghosts nor animals.
어떻게 이들 배 사는 그 눈알 그 나한테 아니 주 냠서 레임도야.
So we do not have the difficulties or the suffering of heat and cold and be not be able to practice dharma.
아니 지금 이 가르쳐 오래다 개발당 되고 이거 졸라 몸이로 받아 비 강단 인생 또 몸이 강양 미희바지 아니 되니 그 돈이로 와 개념으로 강양 미희바지 되니 그 제인지 내가 아니 좋은 양설림부터 봐 되니 양 레미 말스.
Now that we are animals, or we are not extremely stupid, we, you know, have some level of intelligence to be able to differentiate what is beneficial and what is harmful or not beneficial.
대두다 간디금을 몽바스기나 양 낙국대면에서 아니 많은 식동치 안에 대
So, the most dull person can recite, you know, a mantra of Om Mani Padme Hum, unless that person is a mute. As human beings, you know, we can at least, you know, do a prostration to the holy representative of Buddha, Buddha's, you know, body, speech, and mind. One of the circumstance, you know, under which we cannot practice dharma is be born as a long life god.
어제도 단데 중함지 하다라 아니 something 이게 와서 요인 벌써. 뒤 촉지 같더니 something 이게 와다 달란 뒤부 치와서 산이 요인 벌써. 뒤 촉지 같더니 안디 힘에 봐봐 세스다 산이 요인 벌써.
So this is referring to the fourth concentration. There is Devachewa, the great result. Okay, there the realms of gods named you know called such how is that called great result. And within the great result, there is a specific god who has no feeling of feeling to differentiate. Dushimeba. Dushimeba. It's called Dushi means and Dushimeba means non discrimination.
What head you are in us, Tomar Chibi Gabdans, Tar Chibi Gabla, and the same rack one wanted to go in verse. Yakubana can be thing as a Yambari Yarni, and the 10 days ago that to Jinro in verse.
So this non-discrimination gods can notice when they're born. They can feel it. They can understand they were born, and then they can realize or understand the death. So those two occasions, they can feel it. Other than that, rest of their life is in a deep meditative kind of concentration. They have no feeling to differentiate. So they're completely in a meditative concentration, like someone who is in a deep sleep.
So
So what happens to these beings is because they completely exhaust their karma to be born in a better rebirth, and then they exhaust, you know, karma to the good karma, and what left, they will not accumulate new positive karma, positive energy. They completely exhaust all the virtuous actions, and then after death, probably, they probably will be born in a lower realms. So, if one is born in this state of God realm, then one does not have the wisdom, thoroughly differentiating what is right and what is wrong. So, since they are in a deep concentration, like someone who is in a deep sleep, they do not generate any positive thoughts, or that do not be able to practice any dharma. Likewise, those ordinary beings who are born in a formless realm is also has no opportunity to have no opportunity to practice dharma. Ordinary person.
Did you worry about
it? And also the gods who in the desire realm also have no time to practice dharma because they are completely occupied by the desirable objects. So if one was born in one of these realms, take the form of one of these beings, then there is no time to practice dharma. So from the hell beings to the God, you know, there are four business, right, in relation to non-humans. These are non-humans. Then there are four business in relation to humans. That is being born in a place there is no Buddhist teaching available. So if one is born in a certain particular time, there is no Buddha is available, or teachings available, teachings of the Buddha are not available, then even one is born as a human being, it is impossible to meet Buddha Dharma or be able to practice Buddha Dharma.
다 대양 명인 바리 쓰러 왔단다. 아니 아 가령고 상기기 땜바 탈비 유도 찌바인 벌스로.
But in our case, it's not like that because we were born in a place where there Buddha Dharma is available.
게두 어느 동바시아 투비 땜바 돈 야르바인 벌스로.
So we met the Buddha Dharma of Buddha Shakyamuni.
다 다가나 아니 유럽의 한국 배는 라로 잡을서 기와 있나세 기를 단직 때라 상지기 때 봐 유나 양세 다 초대 디기 마차 봐 인도 양 땜발라 휴니 그든 양설해야 또 용음이 인버스로
And then if we're, one is born in a barbarian land, then even the Buddha's teaching available in general, but that particular location is not pervaded by Buddha's teaching, so one is, has no chance to meet with Buddha Dharma.
Ani chu da patai kya ne jikne yarab ku jopa mi hin ke ta ku jok tin de yor ba ten de ki ba yang me ba sa
so we're not like that too as well we are not born in a barbarian land karsa de ti kar sa ki
ani chu la lo tang ko la lo se ta
la lo
se du ne chu che ju patai kya ro jikne yarab ku jok tro yang ya ku me de ke ta
So there are you know, certain locations that we see that there's, you know, forget about the Buddha Dharma, but not be, even one does not know the good behaviors of world. Third one is incomplete of the sense faculties.
해두다 아 저거 물지와 이나야 낙국 대와다 아니 느히 현들렘바 다 근데 요인 말스러와
아 for example a human being who's mute or a completely dull
낙국 바지
mute
아
mute
되네 어제 아니 느히 렘바지
어제
어 드리게 제 바이나다 아 주님님 김부터 바인 바리로 봐.
So this under these circumstances one is not be able to practice dharma.
어 대양다 메인 바스 카미강복 창 그래 봐. 아니 별로 그저선 잡어요 그래 봐.
So we're not like that too because we have all the sense faculties as well as we have a certain level of intelligence.
That then you give a loktakin song verse. Loktakin to give.
And the fourth one is be born or born loktakin with a wrong view.
You do that. There is a loktakin see and that he didn't only come back to the yard in the tongue will see your server.
So, when you look at the text such as Nagarjuna's letter to a friend, the wrong view is the first of the four busyness of humans. The first category of the eight busyness.
Lokta ju lokti leba yinas then yang takwi chula tan jupi go ngakwa resro
that is because if one is one's mind or continuum is dominated by wrong view then one has no access to the Buddha Dharma one's the door to access
yang takwi chula
door to access you know the yang takwi chula yang takwi chula the pure Dharma, you know, the door to access pure Dharma is completely closed. So we don't have such wrong views.
The Karlokarta said to the there is Jevangach. The Mepartava to do you there is.
So the wrong views, you know, wrong view is here is referring to the view of holding there's no past and future lives.
Then Lejuni Mepartava.
And viewing the there's no cause and effect. The cause and effect or law of causality is non-existent. Likewise, the viewing three jewels as a non-existent. Viewing as the four noble truths as a non-existent. So one's continuum or mind is overpowered by these wrong views, then one will not be able to engage in a pure dharma.
So we are
free from the four busyness of humans. So in short, we are free from eight busyness. So unless one is, you know, try to find something that, you know, by which one is completely occupied and will not be able to engage in Dharma practice, in terms of one's body, one's circumstances, the conditions, that one has all the necessary conditions to practice Dharma. So one is free from, you know, these eight busyness. Unless one is adding some, you know, extra busyness upon one's life. So the conditions that we that those are necessary for us in order to practice Dharma, there are 10 opportunities or endowments. There are five endowments or opportunities in relation to oneself, and five endowments in relation to others. So there are five necessary conditions that must come from oneself. First one is being born as human. So we have no doubt that we are born as a human beings. It says that being born in a center land. So this center land is referring to the center that is mentioned in the Dharma teachings. So the place where there are the four retinues of Buddha is regarded as a center land. So there's four retinues. Two are referring to the bhikshus and bhikshunis.
rabdi chongbi chogji.
That's from the perspective of the monastics.
Da chimbi chogji geteun korji zobo dala genye padang genye ma songi barse.
And then the main disciples or the retinue from the lay practitioners is referring to the upasika and upaski, I think so.
Upaski. Oh, today did that. Don't know young. You see, you're the latter. You see, you're a
So this, you know, place where do you find these four retinues of the Buddha? Then that place is regarded as the center land.
Oh, today did that. Terti wa teyang changku yore sera wa. Jitin kor namba yinji munin tila je jan du guho mara wa se.
So we have that condition because those four retinues of Buddha is not necessarily be right next to us.
Ye du da. Ani jik cho nyam se lena. Mikta che sa jik dang se. Ani jik lop dong che sa sere sera wa da zu.
So the purpose of having these four retinues of the Buddha or the disciples of Buddha is because when we practice Dharma, we may have questions, you know, to ask, you know, to we can ask questions to these disciples of the Buddha. And also they can, you know, there's an example for us, good example for us. And third one is having all the sensory faculties.
And
so if you do not have all the sensory faculties, then one it will be difficult to engage in Dharma practice. So once you have the all the necessary, all the sensory faculties, complete sensory faculties, that is one of the conditions to practice the Dharma. And the fourth one is one has not engaged in a heinous crime. One has not engaged in heinous crimes. Heinous crimes.
The curry.
Did the that semi glitcher was at
the semi glitchy what double see, but it was
okay. One is not engaged or committed, you know, a serious crime such as heinous crime. So that is not the case for us. Fifth one is having faith and conviction in holy objects, holy beings. Having faith and conviction in holy objects. So in the text it says having faith and conviction in the holy object here is referring to Vinaya, vinaya, but you but you can say that so this vinaya here is actually referring to all three baskets.
And
particularly one has a tremendous interest of faith and conviction in the stages of path to enlightenment. So these are the five necessary conditions or endowments must come from one side. Then there are five endowments in relation to others or must come from others. The first one is called the Buddha has descended in the world, in this world. Taught the Dharma, second one. So these two are not directly available for us. Yet we have teachers, Dharma teachers, spiritual masters, who's as representatives of the Buddha, as well as the Dharma teachings that we have access to Dharma teachings through the spiritual masters. So we have a substitute for the Buddha coming to this world and teach the Dharma. So the purpose of Buddha's Buddha coming to this world is to teach the Dharma to disciples. So teachings, Buddha's teachings mainly express or explains how to abandon negativities, negative actions, how to adopt or cultivate positive actions and thoughts, and how to practice, you know, how to practice the path. How to practice the path. So that is the way in which Buddha benefits other sentient beings, by giving the teaching, you know, teach them how to avoid, you know, negativities and cultivate positive actions, and how to practice the path. So that is the main purpose of Buddha's teaching. So that was still available. Yet those, you know, when the spiritual masters, gurus, when they guide disciples, there are difference in terms of gurus, in terms of the way in which they lead disciples to the path. So therefore it is important to find a skillful teacher, because that is highly recommended. You know, when you seek a teacher, it's important to find a skillful or a good teacher, a qualified teacher.
Thank you. That mean that I need to study a good pen to come here.
Just merely having a big, you know, fame and position is not enough. Rank, high rank, honestly, is not enough.
That then, somebody, some temper, neighbor, some whatever, temper.
And third condition is Buddha's teachings. Buddha Dharma is still flourishing or remaining in the world. So this Buddha Dharma is referring to the Buddha Dharma, the realization of Buddha's teaching.
So
that means that there are many beings who can accomplish, you know, uncontaminated path in their continuums by every single day. But this one is hard to find, that somebody who's, you know, how do you say that? This is not so obvious to us.
So
in general, it would be difficult for us to say there's no, you know, no one who's generating an uncontaminated path in their continuums on a daily basis. But we cannot guess that. We cannot assume that. So merely flourishing Buddha Dharma in this world is not sufficient. The Buddha Dharma must flourish or pervade, must flourish in one's continuum, in one's mind. So the teachings of realizations are referring to the mainly referring to three higher trainings: higher training on morality, higher training on concentration, and higher training on wisdom. So if you have generated, you know, one of these realizations in your continuum, then the Buddha Dharma is flourished in your mind or continuum, in your world. Buddha's teaching. So if the Buddha Dharma is fully kind of flourished in the world, yet one has no sense of, no realizations of the morality, concentration, and wisdom, if one does not have any one of these realizations, then the Buddha Dharma is degenerated in your world. So when we say that if Buddha Dharma flourish, that is mainly referring to one's continuum.
아무 텐데 생이다. 다 되네. 예와데 아니 대지순 죽바 하세요. 요인 벌써.
Fourth one is says having followers of the Buddha Dharma.
Buddha. 제주다. 근데 대인 바르세 아니 아 중념서 나와라 때니스 다 드부 연대 체발게 아 통계 뭐 요바시 아니 전조라 가르스 그랬다 감기 같다라 뭐 체니스 진짜 상이기 때문에 발라 휴가 쓰기로 이 말세
So the having followers of the Buddha Dharma means that there are many practitioners, great practitioners who, as you know, have achieved special, extraordinary qualities, realizations, and because of that, there are many other practitioners are also, you know, try to enter into Buddha Dharma and practice the Buddha Dharma. So we do have, you know, good examples, a good examples to look at. And the fifth one is one has tremendous ningzewa, love towards others. Okay, that's not, it says, Shenchir Ning Zewas, having, Shenchir Ning Zewa. So that is actually mainly referring to benefactors. You know, when you practice Dharma, engaged in Dharma practice, you have supporters, meaning that benefactors who help you gather necessary things.
What do you mean? Ah, the yo-yo main bar serva.
So that is also available. So if one has the capability to engage in Dharma practice, you know, completely or solely, then there is no problem finding benefactors. There's a saying in Tibet. It says that if the great meditator, unless you know he or she came down to the land to this town, we have these big chunks of butter, you know, put in skins, right? It's a kind of you can roll it, you know. So this butter packed, you know, butters can roll up hills to the meditators. Which means that, you know, the benefactors will help them to solve their problems, you know, in terms of food and clothing.
Ani drilla de mata bachi, and a mar te de nas, then a casi tena young ring during the sonita, ganga chetin do yours gongje.
So, if you know the meditator is not capable of, you know, doing his or her meditation in a cave in the mountains, and then try to find, you know, food and clothing to the towns, then the more you chase, you know, chase, how do you say that? Chase, food and clothing. the more kind of how do you say that the distance.
어떻게 된다? 그 대바당 당당대 연구요 말 새로워지.
So what happened is that these disciples would lose faith and conviction. The people in the town will lose the faith in the Mediterranean. And if you go to bake, you know, every single day, every day basis, then you disturb people's mind.
강다 아니 아 중요한 선비가 되네 아니 같이 무공부 예당 잘했어 아니 둔지 단 요르바 주 상와인 말이 강다 근데 이제다 다 중요한 선생님 봐라 아니 니 지금 누구 센스 강다 아니 강독사 매봐서 키하고 말았어
Yes. So the point is that we are completely free from eight busyness and endowed with 10 opportunities. To practice Dharma, so we do not have, you know, any problems to practice Dharma.
Oh, today do that. That we go, ani, so top day we go lutein the, tarwa jed, joba chut sang we go, then we lutein chebar jen reya kusam tu bang ngon topa zgi yaku gugyor serva.
So it's important for us to realize that the rebirth that we have at this time is a perfect, you know, rebirth for practicing Dharma because it is free from all busyness and has in the possess endowments or opportunities to practice Dharma.
So if you
don't realize, you know, this rebirth that we have now is precious and you can accomplish great things, you know, through this, then what happens? Then it will be like a baker's, you know, the baker has this big chunk of gold and using as his tripod, you know, to boil tea, to make tea, or to a stove, you know, is made out of gold and does not know it is a gold, then it's useless, right? And it cannot, even, you know, this entire stove is gold, yet this beggar remains as a beggar.
So
if he or she knows that his entire stove is gold, then the poverty can be removed, solved, you know, that problem can be solved immediately. So that person does not know the entire stove is a gold, but that person just used that for a stove.
And
then that the person remains as a beggar. And hungry, and try to bake things, and wander around.
What the nature is? Tangyor say that da, so that top the big lutein the, be chebar jinsi yamba that mosi at the kitchen board is there.
So therefore, it is important to know that the rebirth we have now is a precious one. It also important to contemplate on Tunchawa. It has a great meaning.
Okay. 동체당 간이세나 다 아 니캅라 또데 양세
베
동친 보시락 임벼 리스를 받아
It has a great meaning in for short term. Okay.
아니 타투글라 또데 양세라 아 동친 보인 바리스를 받아
And it also has a great meaning for a long term. So if you think about this, you know, in terms of every single moment, a single day, it has a great meaning or a great purpose. How this is a meaningful or has a great meaning in terms of long in short term.
제주다 내가 아는 거라서 지금 아 공도다 하당 미울리데 아 톱고요 이 말세로 왔다. 루텐드 아 배윤 뒤땡도 단 뒤등도 내 야스 말 왔어.
무슨
아니다 헤니게 제와 옌로디스 때는 루텐 잡어서 톱고요스로
왔어. So the short terms are referring to goals, are referring to attaining, you know, a higher status, meaning rebirths of humans and gods, because this, the body, the life we have is not permanent. It will perish. So therefore, and after death, we must find another good rebirth, right? So that is the short term goal.
너들이 인도다 지금 사당 미글루텐 토야가 안에 탑스난다 유드다 루텐디 등의 냠슬라니 룹투고요 이 말씀.
So the causes and conditions to attain higher status, meaning rebirths of humans and gods, can accomplish through this life or this body.
제도다. 아, 만족한 한도 모두 연 처럼 리게메 송도와. 근데 인도다. 연도 사당 밀리텐 토발라 유다. 아, 처럼 나지 송고요 이 말이죠.
It says in Nagarjuna Achandakriti's supplement to the Middle Way, in terms of the cause for higher status, the morality, you know, the morality is the cause for higher status. So in order to attain rebirths of humans and gods, one must have a type of morality.
제주다 대양 류텐 니 땡네 다 송투구 송주요 이 말이죠.
So that is that morality can be practiced in relation to this precious body.
다 온도 롱초지 주 the 김바 이 말이죠. 김바 동바.
And the in terms of causes and conditions for one's wealth or wealth is the practice of generosity.
대양 류텐디 등은 아니 제아요스로 왔다.
That is can be that also can be accomplished or can be done in relation to this precious human rebirth.
다지 아니 중지와다. 아니 지금 류톱당 덴발라 소파 던주고 유트 소파인 바르세. 소파고야다.
And and the causes and conditions for causes for one's beauty and healthy body is
the
practice of and so forth, you know, is the practice of patience.
Oh, today in that neck up, want to have down me lute top alas go you chance go yours. The chat on the lute and the thing that the name do you your buttons on the dub top as radio in what it was.
So, in order to attain higher status, meaning rebirths of humans and gods, you need the necessary conditions, causes. So, all those causes can be are completed or can be achieved in dependence upon this precious human rebirth. So therefore, if you this says therefore, it has the great meaning for a short-term goal. And in terms of long-term goal, this has this the precious human rebirth has the great meaning. So the long-term goals are referring to the liberation and omniscience. So in order to attain liberation, one must practice the or gather the conducive conditions or the necessary causes. Those necessary causes are referring to three higher trainings.
So
one must practice, you know, three higher trainings. The first higher training is higher training on morality. So one must practice one's higher training on morality out of renunciation. So the renunciation or the intention definitely to leave sacral existence is you cannot generate the renunciation that you can generate on the basis of this precious human rebirth. How do you say that? You cannot generate a renunciation, such a renunciation that you generated an independence upon this precious human rebirth. Okay, you cannot generate the such a renunciation on the basis of other forms other than the precious human rebirth. Does it make sense? Because if the beings in the lower realms, such as you know, three lower realms, beings from three lower realms, cannot generate such as a strong renunciation or intention definitely to leave cyclic existence because of they are tortured by sufferings. Whereas the god or the god in desire realm cannot generate such a powerful renunciation because the gods in desire realm are completely distracted by desirable objects. Does that make sense? Occupied by desirable objects or captured by, you know, desirable objects.
And
the beings, ordinary beings in a form and formless realms, they are a kind of some kind of they are in some kind of a meditative state. So they have no opportunity to generate such a powerful renunciation or intention definitely to leave cyclic existence.
In the Gomban Zoda, Parchin to Nandaris, and come Kumia, Kumi Tenda, Tonapsar to give a miss on Kurisrava.
So it says in Abhidharma Kosha, and the
Parchin,
and perfection of Parchina Paramita, the beings in the form and the formless realm cannot cultivate or generate the path of seeing newly in their continuum. Continuums. Because they have less less sadness in relation to cyclic existence.
Oh, today do that. When you don't have a day, do la. Ane day, me day la. Ane chok dunga kwa imbas.
So the best day vessel to generate a renunciation is human vessel. So, fortunately, we have obtained such a precious vessel at this point. So in terms of the morality, practice of morality, the individual liberation vows cannot be generated other than humans. So the best thing, basis of the foundation to grow the practice of individual liberation ethics or morality is the human basis or human body, human rebirth. So on the basis of morality, then the practice of high training on concentration and wisdom, all these practices done perfectly independent upon humans, or humans can done these practices accordingly or perfectly. So on the basis of human rebirth, one can gather all the necessary causes to achieve or attain liberation. So if one has this, you know, access or how do you say that, necessary conditions. Make sense?
Well, tend to do that.
So not practicing or not gathering these conditions and not be able to gather these conditions are different. In order to attain the enlightenment of Buddhahood, one must generate the precious mind, Bodhicitta, or the altruistic aspiration to enlightenment. So that is the entrance way to Mahayana practice.
Lam Sibajut.
Mahayana path.
어떤 일인데다 아니 장주지 샘그 로양이가 아니 지 휴가고 째야 대양세다 미대라 초등학 와서 임발했어요.
So 초등학 발했죠. So the human vessel or the body is highly highly praised in order to generate bodhicitta as well.
게다가 로바 현지 때라 장주 지셈 때는 미체바다 메인 바리스 이나양 세다 아 미텐도 아니 베 장휘츠기오스로
That doesn't mean that other vessels or forms of beings cannot generate bodhicitta, but the best foundation or the vessel is human body, a human rebirth.
다 당한 인생 안에 배는 악 냠스 랑이 그래 봐. 다 체직 류직 상지 더 봐라. 근데 아, 땡이 단 잠빌링게 무 같이 감 두댕고 송고 요르세로 봐.
So likewise in order to practice tantra vajrayana and such as high yoga tantra and attain in buddhahood in within this very lifetime the foundation or the practitioner must come from human society. It says they must born in from mother's womb has these six constituents.
Okay. 어 드네 인도 다 나랑서 톱디 빌리데 대양 레디오 임바르스로 봐.
This person, the body, human body, body that we have achieved is also meet with that that requirement.
Oh, then this thing that be ngalai meta pun yang selang ni be cecik lucik la sangji bas kena yang. Tak lucik ni tu ni ceju yoyin berseru.
So on the basis of this precious human rebirth, we can achieve. Enlightenment of Buddhahood in within this very lifetime by practicing Vajrayana such as Highest Yoga Tantra.
Teduta Lam Yam Sumalang Vataras the Dehabiki Anni Revada Ranghuji Sangji Sumbasini Tangayang Mahjong Relas Tadumayang Majongwa Yimbaris.
But merely having this precious human rebirth is not sufficient, you know. One, it is impossible to attain Buddhahood kind of automatically, you know, without engaging in the practices. That didn't happen in the past and will not happen in the future. So if one try hard, you know, try to practice the path and, you know, put enough effort in one's practice path, then it is possible to attain Buddhahood.
Pela ane malariba sinada top top mozart chimbos chongbare serva.
That
be tsejik lujik lada sangjiwa yin songku yoyin bari.
So in Tibet, you know, such as great yogi such as Malarepa was said to be attained enlightenment within that very lifetime.
Oh, tig topic lu tadangs, ngarangsu topic lu nibolas.
So the in terms of the human rebirth achieved by Milarepa and then the human rebirths that we have achieved, there is no difference in terms of being both as a precious human rebirth. But the difference is actually, it says that there's a phrase, two-line phrase. It says that you have attained the enlightenment of Buddhahood because of the out of, you know, great effort And it says, I'm still wandering in a cyclic existence because of my laziness. So the difference between that we have between us and Milarepa, is the effort and laziness. In terms of being a precious human rebirth, there is no difference. So it is important to know, you know, we can accomplish many great things in dependence upon this human rebirth. Just as, you know, the beggar realized that the entire stove is gold and then can sell that and make a huge amount of money out of that, you know, solve the, his, you know, poor, poverty, right? Solving his, poverty, yes, thank you.
That dana yungse anube, nima rere tambe, kejik rere, la karzgore ta, dona yungse, bai hajanga ta, don chenbo yinbarise.
So we can accomplish, you know, great things, even every single moment and every single day. So we can accomplish, can accumulate an extensive amount of merit each moment, each day, unless we waste our precious times. So we need to gain some kind of certainty, you know, in relation to our body by thinking, or we need to recognize our precious human rebirth has these eight freedoms, which is free from eight busyness and endowed with the necessary conditions. But not only that, it is a great, highly meaningful. It is more meaningful than the hundreds of thousands of wish-fulfilling jewels. So if one gain, you know, such a certainty, one must gain such as a certainty in relation to one's precious human rebirth. So one must contemplate, you know, on the greatness of one's precious human rebirth until one gained some kind of joy, happiness out of it. So one must, generate a happy feeling, joy, by thinking that my previous life, you know, that guy did a good job, you know. It says that where you come from, okay, you can look at your body. It will be tremendous, you know, it's a big loss if we cannot utilize this precious human rebirth and then completely waste.
다 디딩도 단도 언에 리기 리미게와 망보스 싸가니 그래와다 녜송도 제비 윤리 미게와 망보스 싸와 이나세 되나 하장하다 아 방고 임발세 아니 고마초 바 임발세
리딩도 바 instead of that instead of you know accomplishing things you know independence upon this precious human rebirth we accumulate negativities, negative karmas, and waste all these precious times, then it will be a big loss.
대대다 변나 송바 아니 룸보치 능도 송세 아니 벽일 해차두 아니 룸보치 태소 직 토비 아당래야 탑 히마지 야차 마차 아니 직 효자 박자 아니 두소 토라 당세 아니 도송 땅야 아니 미인도니 라과르트 번호수 then the lavatonwa looks on what was that check your server.
So that it would be like a business person an entrepreneur went to a treasure island and instead of bringing a huge amount of treasure but they you know these people play mahjong and so forth in a treasure island and without collecting any treasure, but come back, you know, waste all the precious time. Borrowed, you know, a huge amount of money from others, you know, have this big debt, and come back with empty hands.
It'll
be like that. So it would be a big loss.
For
example, if you lost, you know, $100 or $200, we think, you know, we lost a big amount of money, right? But this losing precious human rebirth is nothing compared to that. So this must take the essence from that, the way in which you take the essence from precious human rebirth is by engage in dharma practice, by engaging dharma practice. So if one is not be able to practice any dharma, then if die, you know, without practicing dharma, then it probably may have to take rebirth in the lower realms. This says in Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, with this behavior, my thoughts, you know, and actions, I will not even attain a human rebirth,
it says. Melu tobar majubachi, and the road of Zibaina, then Dikwa Bajikia the Mato, that Gibanyam Sulea, then you are married so much.
So, if I would not be able to attain a precious human rebirth, instead, you know, being born in a lower realm such as animals, then I will not be able to accumulate any virtues actions, but only negative actions.
So
that can be estimated. Can be estimated. How do you say that? We can tell that by just merely looking at, you know, animals such as a cat. And dogs.
No. Oh, today that ah, digwasi yata that ah, chakdang mosum si yata that sangwala combat yoyin bar sirwa.
So all beings, all tama sula gorda tama lagi.
Chidun korbi simje tama.
All sentient beings in sacral existence has are so familiar with three poisons: attachment, aversion and ignorance.
And
particularly those lower beings has more intense ones. So as long as you have these intense, you know, three poisons, then one will engage in negative actions, you know, automatically.
And it would be
tremendous difficult to generate faith, wisdom, compassion, so forth, in a continuum of lower beings. Difficult.
Uh-huh.
So then what happened is then one will completely kind of stuck in a lower realms. Almost it's, you know, it seems like it is impossible to free from lower realms
then.
So this pop, it becomes, you know, it will become like, you know, those attaining, those lower beings attaining human rebirths, and we as the humans attaining Buddhahood, enlightenment of Buddhahood, will become then almost the same. It says that, you know, earlier Lamas said that it will be tremendous difficult to bring that huge, you know, the rock that rolled from the top of the mountain to the bottom of the mountain and back to the top, you know, would be difficult. So the attaining precious human rebirth is like having that big rock in a kind of a middle of the mountain. So unless you, you know, push up to the top of the mountain, one should not let it roll all the way down to the bottom of the mountain. So what it's saying here is that we must pay a special attention to our practices at this time. Some cases we may think that if I am not be able to engage in Dharma practice at this time, I'll be fine, you know, I will attain such a life in the future, and you may some cases you may think like that.
예디다 디삼트르다 논투 임바르세르와
but that is wrong
게디다 아 치유스드네 네다빌루데다 하장 니에까바 임바르세르
in the future such a precious human rebirth will be difficult to obtain
게디다 달라 안비디 아 유트다 가서 룹까바다 아니 룸켄 콤바레 되어 임바르세 단조르질루데
that is because you know the causes of the human rebirth is very difficult to obtain, and there are few, very few, who try to gather these causes.
제도다 당기 공득해 봐 나게 제일 밀리즘 더 봐라 유튜브 나직 송고요 임바르스로.
It's like you know I mentioned earlier that in order to attain human rebirth, in general human rebirth, one must have one type of morality, practice of morality. And particularly in order to attain such a precious human rebirth, which has the eight freedoms and ten endowments, then one must have the pure morality as the foundation or the main cause. Accompanied, you know, that cause must accompanied by conditions such as six perfections, practice of six perfections, such as you know, practice of generosity.
You
must, you know, conjoined with practice such as generosity.
아니 뭐람 드만 maybe 그는 참 열받아서 국성 말이죠.
And these two, the causes and conditions must conjoined by a sincere, pure prayers.
제도다 지금 강하게 많이 앞서랑 와드세 아니 체인디 그 체도 많이 바라봐. 다 체인들아 현재 차는 그 뒤트미 마구 와서 니바트 구구요인 벌써.
So whatever practice that you have accumulated or engaged in practice, one's practice will not be stained by worldly concerns or the concerns for this very lifetime. These are difficult to gather, and also there are very few to try to gather these conditions. So therefore, it is difficult to obtain a precious human rebirth, which has the eight freedoms and ten endowments.
제주다 안에 나눠서 죽어라 육 안에 주 냠슬림비 크위로고 제게 요리스러와. 오니 아니 냠네 칸데스레 독섬 딱지스 제용듀세 다 남닥스 용주 베르칼레 카고시라 임바리스
that is you know that we can understand by looking at our practices you know we kind of pretend or we chogola khasage chogola shuk
shundo chu nyamsele bi khuichenge da chegi yor bas
khuiches sabo pretend like right
mendo da 주님께서 내 노동 지역에 와라.
오늘 말 왔다. 오늘도 자고 말할게. 다 주말로 자.
다 주님께서 냄비 쿠 자주 오라 왔다. 냄비요 세기 오라 왔다. 삼기 오라 왔다.
Although we think that we are practicing, you know, dharma, but if we look at our practices, you know, carefully, then it's just it's not really pure practice. Pure Dharma practice.
It would
be difficult to become a pure Dharma practice.
요르바 무신죽 상아지 뿌이타 보스 쳐야 됐다 갖고 연구요를 봐.
So when you look at your practice, you should look at your jowa, the motivation or the preliminary practice or the motivation, and then the actual practice or the concentration, and the conclusion, the dedication. So you look, you know, these three factors in, you know, in order to find out whether your practice is a sincere or pure practice or not.
제주다. 아, 데려와서. 어떤데 인도다 가르치고래. 다 가르치고요나. 어떤데 인도다 가르치고래 지금. 태그소는 무슨 말이 왜다? 강사 안에 지금 아 양이 근데 무슨 터운이다? 지금 사진 마동 사는 무슨 마동 용금에 이 말이 저봐.
So sometimes, sometimes
말이다. 나 사진 마동 삼수 그래 지금 안에.
사진 마동.
어 지금 양이 근데 무슨 제니 그래 왔다 지금 태나 이게 무슨 사진 마동 삼라서 마동 쓰다 비다 무슨 용금 이 말이.
So it's like when it comes to practice, you know, it's kind of like something. A tear is like it's a tear like the hammer again. Tear.
Change is it guarded?
Change it to.
난 자라 응위라서 왜 퇴 대학생 누구 안 미국 퇴 육나 안에 다 가리나 미히데 배조당 허락생스 여러 바당 한 스포레 아
대다들게 아 servant 라이더
대마 다 퇴세주 퇴되고나 다 알아봤지 강당 득자스 종나 아니 딘득지 여러 바 퇴되세주
it's
대고야 여러 바
I don't know how to say that exactly it's not Text the market.
The carina.
Text the. Okay.
So
when it comes to Dharma practice, it's like, you know, you have to do something. Like, you know, when it comes to paying your taxes, you know, you have to do it because otherwise the RIS or whatever will not let you go, right? So for example, if the example is also not easy for me to say it in English. certain countries, you know, they have lots of wood, for example, right? But this country has to give a pay off a lot. Off or give a huge amount of wood to the government, for example. How much again? How much?
Then you was then long what then the king don't you know that the year me dig that you know the tea king take over was the go on tongue on to the was they go at
how much again?
Cardin
the love she must again.
The
Cardin love she must so
the didn't look in while the marathon do anything, marning you on the take woman do it.
Texas level.
The river, the Maris in the ocean, Texas, and Luigi. The tea said the Terrace. Yet at the tea day on this beautiful Goyo Mars. Gangan did some chong and the yorda.
The Perler rocking, Delia take Koran, can't Java go say the Martin Shahomer. But Kagar again.
That James could talk in Milton or Chiman.
Nos.
Did me get a consul so young yard of a chunk to take it away a case of Marvet.
Nos.
Goya case Balenki. 제가 퇴세야 되는 그 나는 데리스고 데리스고 강당 수요를 봐서 강당 되는 되기 요새 퇴세야 돼
강당 되는
강가 가지고 요나
So when you okay this is kind of hard for me to say it sorry but it's kind of like mandatory you know something mandatory something that you have to do but you're not it's not coming from your depths of your hearts. It's just you have to do. That's your duty or something, you know. You have to perform that. It's kind of like that. That's the point. So like paying tax. The paying tax here is different than paying tax in Tibet. In Tibet, when we pay tax, you have to have the number of that. You don't have, they don't look at the qualities. They don't look at the amount. You don't have to, you know, give like, you know, perfectly, accordingly. Okay? So it's
like that.
So one's practice should not become like paying one's taxes.
Okay.
But whereas if it's the negative actions, when we engage in negative actions, it becomes somehow kind of thorough, complete, you know, has the proper motivation, perfect, you know, actual action, and the rejoice, you know, at the end, dedication.
Okay.
For example, if you had an opportunity to yell at somebody, you know, then you have a tremendous strong anger sometimes, right? Tremendously strong anger.
Sometimes get your mother did the Kondosan got the Kanga water.
So when you say use a harsh words, the harsh words come from anger,
right?
A strong anger.
Right?
So when you use the words, you know, when you try to attack or try to harm the others, you use the most precise, most mean words. So when you have done that, then you kind of feel satisfied, you know, feel with it. So regarding negative actions, when we engage negative actions, we have good negative actions. So that's why, you know, there's always danger that we may be born in lower realms. And if you look at the population of the beings from six realms, you know, the smaller less population is human population.
And
particularly the humans, you know, human beings who are endowed, free from eight busyness and endowed with eight opportunities, very few, very little in number. So one time, a Mongolian teacher was also explaining, you know, the difficulties of, you know, precious attain precious human rebirth, and so forth. You know, so the precious human rebirth is very few in number, and so forth. Then the Chinese guy said, "It seems like, you know, teacher, you have never been to China, because if you go to China, we have huge number of population people."
Chedu. 망와나다 지금 렘바스 용사 레다 말이 달라 지기하고 요스로
so so the human population is the smallest one among the populations of the beings from six realms even there are many human beings that is not sufficient because that one has a capability one should check in one's capacity that one has a capability to attain this precious human rebirth in one's future lifetimes So
unless
one can take a rebirth of Mikyawa, rebirth of humans, it is not sufficient. There are many human beings on the planet.
And pentok jimeris.
It's no beneficial.
Oh, jeju da. Ane ngaro sun tongun duwasi. Tondo ot mangun tongun duwasi. Minduna.
Minduna tondo mangun tongun duwasi.
Oh, jeju. Memang wajib yobi tondo lech pentok jimeris duwasi.
Tingan kocu masuk ya.
Tuh memang wajib yobi tondo lech karpengri.
So if one, take a rebirth of an animal, then having people around is not beneficial. If you think about the entity or the ngowo is an entity of the precious human rebirth, it is extremely difficult to obtain. And if you think about the precious human rebirth, obtaining precious human rebirth in relation to the example of precious human rebirth, it also difficult to come together, So the examples given for precious human rebirth is sikawa. It's difficult to exist. So the example given in the Lamrim text for precious human rebirth is this blind turtle who comes out of the ocean every 100 years, and this golden yolk is flying over the great ocean. So the total coming out, So this difficultness of meeting with the totals, the blind total's neck going through the hole in the golden yolk. It's kind of like that. Okay, that you will find that details in the Lamrim teachings. So if you read that, it's not difficult to understand. It is a self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the another example for that is throwing these dema is a piece, green piece. You throw that on a glass wall, and none of these pills can. It will be difficult to remain these pills on a glass wall, right? Likewise, it would be difficult to stay one mustard seed on the tip of a needle.
Mustard seed, right?
Mustard seed.
Mustard?
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
Mustard seed, yeah.
The, 어 드네 인도 다 텔레장 단조줄리 테니에 가송 인 바르 봐.
So the finding or obtaining precious human rebirth is even difficult.
어 드네 인자다 아 다리 마종나 아니 니마 리테다 토브그리 두두 촉세야다 노트 인 바르 봐.
So therefore it is important to practice dharma because otherwise one will you know, postponed one's practice by saying that I will do it, practice Dharma later when you achieve next precious rebirth. That would be a big mistake. So therefore, it's important to engage in Dharma practice from completely, thoroughly, with strong, enthusiastic. So one must take the essence from the precious human rebirth. So he says one can take the small, medium, and large essence from precious human rebirth. If the largest result or the essence one can take from precious human rebirth is attaining Buddhahood in this very lifetime. Second is the attaining liberation. Unless one is not to born in the lower realms in the future life and find a means to means not to be born in the lower realms.
So engage
in the Dharma practice, you know, individually must seek these goals. Some may think because of the blessings and the kindness of blessings of my guru, I myself, you know, I don't have to practice, you know, dharma, but he or she, my guru, will help me to attain one of these goals. But that is a mistake. So without, you know, engage in Dharma practice by individually, the gurus cannot do much.
So
the Buddha's brother, Buddha Shakyamuni's brother, Devadatta, was born in a hell realm out of his own karma, negative karma. So Buddha, even though Shakyamuni Buddha was a Buddha, enlightened being, couldn't do much. If gurus can perform something on behalf of you, then of course, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha can perform something for his own brother. The job or the duty of lamas is to give the instructions. And the duty of disciples is to practice those instructions or to apply those instructions in one's day-to-day life.
So that
through that, then you can accomplish, you know, your goals of the disciples as well as the teachers. There's no other means to fulfill or to accomplish one's goals. That is enough for the day. I don't think you have questions because it's nothing difficult to understand. That the question is whether we can apply, you know, practice or not. That's the main question.